Blog Talk Radio.
All right, this is Watching on the Wall. This is Elder G. Bernard coming to you from Warren, Ohio, on Blog Talk Radio down there in Atlanta, Georgia. And then we're going over to Lubbock, Texas. We got Dr. Tim Jackson, amen, going to come on first tonight. Amen. I'm gonna introduce him to you. Amen. We're still together. Amen. We're having a love affair with Jesus Christ. Amen. We will let you know that we love him, and we're going to preach the word tonight. We're going to give you some vital information on the end time. We're going to give you some vital information on the burial, death, and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's the only way you can get to heaven is through his blood. Without the shedding of the blood, there's no remission of sin. This is Elder G. Bazaar. Amen. Just before we get into it, I'm going to have a prayer. Then I'm going to go a few subjects for about 5 minutes. Then I'm going to give it to Mr. Jackson, Dr. Jackson, and he can walk on with it and let you know what's going on in these last and evil days.
Amen.
Father, we come to you this evening. Thank you, Lord, for your love and your mercy and your goodness. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus, let your word go out. Let your spirit go out. Let your spirit be sharp than any two-edged sword, that it may smote those that need to be smoted and repent from their sins and turn from their wicked ways. We thank you, Lord, for this time that we're living in, 2023, the year of all years. This is the year I believe. I believe, Lord, that you're getting ready to come. Because everything you said in your word of God, I ain't talking about myself, Lord. I'm talking about what your word said. You said you would come back and get a church. And from then on, we'll go through the troubles of tribulation. We're going to talk about it, and we want you to let your Holy Spirit be in us, that you will rightly divide the word of truth. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen. Amen. Well,
amen.
I got a few subjects, and I'm going to give it to Brother Jackson. We're going to be hitting on the rapture of the church. We're going to be talking about the Antichrist. This is all not in one night. We're going to be talking about other Wednesday nights. We're going to talk about the peace treaty that's in line right now. Right now, Jerusalem is planning to get a peace treaty into Antichrist. We got the 7-year tribulation that can only happen after the rapture of the church. We got the 144,000 Jews that will preach the gospel for the first 3.5 years. We got Russia coming on the scene right now. They're in Ukraine, and he's bombing it like mad because he wants to go into the Middle East. That's Gog and Magog, 38-39 chapter of Ezekiel. We got the 28 judgment. The 28 judgments, and the last judgment would be called the seven thunders. And the seven thunders is not named in the Bible, but they tell me it's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome. We got the mark of the beast, 666, the computer chip. We got the two witnesses, Moses and Elijah, is going to come back on the scene. They're the two dynamites, amen, that's going to blow up what? Going to blow sin out of smithereen. They're going to let the world know that within 3.5 years, Jesus Christ is coming back with the church on earth to set up the millennial kingdom. And then we have the return of Christ. We have the battle of Armageddon. And then we have the millennium reign of Jesus Christ, which we're going to be covering in these hours, in these days, these last days that we're living in. And let me tell you something. Those that's listening to me, you ain't going to hear this in too many churches today. You're not going to hear nobody talk about Revelation. But the reason why they ain't talking about it, because we're almost about to go into it. Amen. And I ain't got too much to talk about. But at this time right now, Brother Jackson, Dr. Jackson, a man of the word, a man that loves the Lord, a man that's standing up for the Lord. Amen. And he's going to go ahead and take it on in for us. Amen. And let's pray for him that the word of God be used in him. All right, Brother Jackson, take it away.
Amen, brother. It is a blessing to be on the line. Amen. 2023. It's a blessing to be alive. Amen. It's a blessing to receive the blessings of the Most High God.
Amen.
Amen. You said amen. The time is definitely drawing near. Amen. You can just take a look at a lot of things that's happening in the world. The Euphrates is one that comes to mind. I think for the most, for me, it's a lot of supernatural, spiritual things that are going on in the world that people are ignoring. Things that are just going on with the world itself and the earth itself. The Euphrates River is drying up, and we know that's prophecy and revelation. Amen.
Yes,
and so I think about some things. I just want to take a look at some scriptures that I've been taking a look at.
All right.
I want to read real quick. Amen. Let me see if I can find it. Amen. Looking at the book of, amen, Revelation real quick.
All right.
If I can do that real quick. Amen. Let's see if I can find this scripture. Revelation 1 and 9.
1 and 9.
Amen. Amen. Revelation, the first chapter, verse 9. It reads and says, I, John, both your brother and companion in the tribulation and kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was on the island that is called Patmos for the word
yes,
of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. Amen. And then he talks about the things which thou hast seen. And it talks about the basically his time, amen, the present time,
amen,
and the time after. And what he was referring to was the things that he had seen. He witnessed
them. All right.
Amen. Then he was talking about crisis to come, and then he announced the things after that. So we know that Christ is yet to come back for the church. This is real. This is real.
Amen.
A lot of people, amen, are overlooking the return of Christ. This is
yes,
huge, especially for the day and time, like the brother said, that we are in. We believe that 2023 is the year. Amen. We still know that it is soon. It is inevitable. It must happen soon. Christ shall return to the earth. This is a real thing. We want the saints to be ready. Get your family members ready. The devil is trying all kinds of distractions. And we just want you to be ready for the return of Christ, because you want to know what?
Uh-huh.
Amen. I've been taking a look at the book of Enoch, and it amazes me how they have removed a lot of things, because they don't want you to know a lot of things that's going to happen soon.
Come on, preacher.
Amen.
Come on, preacher.
Amen. And so we can look forward to the return of Christ. Those who reject Christ, reject God, they're going to pay with their souls. Those spirits are going to live in torment for all eternity. And as much as that sounds like something that just like something that God won't do, he is a loving God. But God is also a just God, amen, just like he's not going to spare the angels. The Bible says how he's not going to spare Lucifer and the fallen angels and those demons. They won't be spared. And those who follow them, amen, will also perish. You know, just the other day I was watching this little documentary, and the documentary is talking about these people. These women who were murdered throughout the years, they've never found the people who kidnapped these women and have murdered them. Organ harvesting and kidnapping is on a high. Just look it up. Research.
Come on.
Amen. People are coming up missing all over the planet. It's on a rise. And they believe that the ones who follow Satan is going to return to the earth soon. Amen. So we just want everyone to be ready for the return of Christ. Amen. We know that everyone is not going to be ready. But here's the thing. If you're listening and you're on the fence about salvation, amen, I more than promise you and guarantee you, you will not regret salvation. You will not regret giving your soul to God if you accept Christ today.
Come on.
You will not regret it. Amen. We
That's
want
right.
you to take advantage of this opportunity. While some will laugh and scoff at it, there's been people who've been laughing at this, telling us this is fake, this is phony, this
Come
is
on,
a joke. Amen. We didn't hear it all. Amen.
Amen.
Here's the thing. All thing we can do is pray for those individuals. But I'll tell you right now, so many people have gotten saved in the past couple of years. Amen. Even in just being out and about, you run into people. This guy that I was working with, amen, it was a blessing to hear him say, amen, this was just last month. Me and him was working in the truck, unloading the truck. He said, man, he said, I can just tell by the way things are going in the world. He said, I just had to give my life to Christ. I said, really? He said, yeah. He said, man, I can just tell something wasn't right. These are people that are in the world saying
come on
to
now.
Us, they
Come
know
on,
something ain't right. This ain't people that's in the church, been going to church all life. These are people who are in the world, everyday people who've been drinking, clubbing, you name it. And I'm not judging nobody. I'm just saying these were people who did not acknowledge Christ before. They have finally, this man had told me he had given his life to Christ. He said, because he said, the Lord is coming, brother. Something is in the air.
Yes,
hear me what I'm saying. This is a man that gave his life to Christ and said something is going on in the world. Now, if people that you know, wasn't going to church, maybe didn't believe in God, I don't know. I'm just saying, if they can see this, how come people in the church, people who have been going to church all their lives, been around church
all their life
and stuff, all their life, but they want to reject God? He said,
come on,
man, something ain't right. He said, I just had to give my life to Christ because I did not want to be lost. He said, the king is coming. And, you know, we've been saying that for the past 2 years. The king is coming.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Don't
let the devil trick you, because the devil, that's what he does. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And he's a great deceiver.
Sir.
He's a liar. Amen. So he's going to trick you into believing, hey, everything is all right. And if you know it,
come on,
that's what they do. You know, governments do the same thing. They always want to tell you, oh, everything's going to be all right. That's the devil trying to keep people calm and don't want people to get saved, because he wants you to think, oh, ain't nothing changed. These folks are just making this stuff up. Amen. And
amen.
You have to wake up and see the things that are going on in the world. This is
come
not
on, preacher.
Normal. Amen. I want to share something with you real quick.
Go
amen.
Ahead. Go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
Because, you know, it was kind of funny when he said that. That reminded me of the scripture in Romans, the first chapter. I'm just going to read about two or three verses. This is Romans, the first chapter, verses 18, 19, and 20. And this is what it says. Romans 1, verse 18, 19, and 20. Watch what it says. It says, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men. What that means is that spiritually, God is letting us know that his wrath is soon to come. Sin will be punished. Enoch spoke of this. It's in the book of Enoch. Enoch spoke of this way back almost 6,000 years ago, over 5,000 years ago. Enoch wrote about this 4,000 to 5,000 years ago, how sin, he saw it. When Enoch was caught up in the spirit and he went to heaven, he saw it. The angels were showing him things, amen, how the righteous is going to have to give an account for their sins and for what they do. They're going to be punished. And I'm gonna come back to the book of Enoch, because I wanna read something over there in the book of Enoch.
All right.
Amen. But let me finish this right here first.
Brother, take your time.
Amen. But what I want to share with you is what the scripture is saying. So not only just to the saints of God, but don't you know that there is something in you that shakes up your spirit and lets you know something is not right? Amen. That is God speaking to you. That's the spirit touching your soul, trying to get you to turn from sin, trying to get man to turn from their evil, wicked ways and from rejecting God. Amen? Now watch what it says in scripture. I'm still in verse 18. It says, who hold the truth in unrighteousness? Amen. So the people who have sold their soul to the devil, you got those who want to call themselves the so-called elite, the so-called Illuminati. They're going to keep pushing the lie. They're going to keep pushing the agenda that it's okay to do what you want. God ain't real. They're going to keep pushing all this nonsense. This is what the scripture is talking about when it talks about men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. In other words, they want to keep back the truth from you. They don't want you to know the truth. And they're going to keep using billions and billions of dollars every year to keep deceiving people, to keep you blind. Now, watch what verse 19 says. This is Romans, the first chapter. It says, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them. You see that?
All right.
Let me read it again. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them. For God has showed it unto them. I just said that. God shows us, he's shaking up spirits around the world, whether they're saved or unsaved. God is shaking up spirits and sending out spiritual warnings. God lets you know what's going on. And we know that something is not right. And we can feel it in our spirit. Something is about to happen. They keep talking about on the news. You go on social media, they're talking about different things ain't right. Things that's going on with the animals in the world. I've been watching these videos that have been talking about how animals have been strangely acting all over the planet. And this has really been going on for the past 10 or 15 years, really. But even more so as of recent. You know, animals keep acting very, very strange. Look it up. You go on YouTube and watch videos how in 2022 and 2023, how animals are acting very weird and strange. This is God sending a warning. Warning comes before destruction. God's wrath is about to hit this planet. 6,000 years, Satan has had his way with the planet and doing the things that he want to do in mankind. And now it's time for God to make the sinful men pay for their sins. Now watch this.
Come on.
Watch what verse 20 says.
Go ahead.
For the invisible thing of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen. That speaks volume. People like to say, oh, how do you know there's a God? I've had people ask me over the years, can you see him? Can you touch him? Can you smell him? Oh, man, people like to get all kind of cute and smart when you believe in God. They want to come at you all and say all kind of little snippy, cute things. God don't have to come to earth and show himself to make himself known in his existence. Spiritual common sense tells you there's a God. That moon, I was looking at the moon last night while I was getting ready to go to work. I was outside staring at the moon, and I said, man, creation is incredible. There are galaxies. Oh, man, far beyond the God that we serve is so amazing. There are stars in the galaxy that are so huge. Listen to what I'm saying. They're so grand in size that our galaxy would just be a speck on them. That's
Come
how
on,
big some of these stars are. They're our galaxy. You're not hearing what I'm saying. Not our planet. Our entire galaxy would be just a speck on them. That's how huge these stars are in the galaxy. But there's so many trillions and billions of light years away, not miles, light years away from us, that they look small and tiny in the sky because if we was close to them, I'm quite sure we would burn up. I mean, man, these stars are so huge. Look at these stars. I think it's called Sirius A or Sirius B. Look it up on YouTube. You can look at these videos. I think it's called Sirius A and Sirius B, like how it's spelled, like Sirius Radio. Like I think it's spelled S-I-R-I-U-S, something like that. But the point that I'm making is, these stars are so huge, and they keep saying that there are stars thousands and millions of times bigger than those stars. What God do we serve that I'm like, man, how is that even possible? How is it that there are stars that are billions of size bigger than stars that are already bigger, billions of sizes bigger than our galaxy? How is that even possible? That lets you know, man, when I say we are tiny, we are so minuscule, man, it ain't nothing. It's like we don't even exist. These things are so huge. But that's how.
Come on, preacher.
That's how big of a God that we serve. That's how much God loved us that he sent his only begotten son to redeem us. He loves you so much that he don't want you to be lost. I think overall that's the point I'm trying to make. We don't want you to miss this opportunity of salvation. It is too great. We serve such a great God that we should not miss out on this. to see the galaxy, to see the heaven where he is, where the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and the heavenly host dwell for all eternity.
Yeah.
Man, I would not want to miss that for nothing in existence. I wouldn't want to miss that for nothing. Now, watch this. Let me finish reading what it says.
Go ahead, man. Go ahead. Work with it.
Amen. I'm gonna start over from verse 20. I'm going to read it again. I got a little time. I'm going to read again what it says. It says, for the invisible things of him. Who is him? Yahweh, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. It says the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen. What does that mean? That means the moon, the sun, the stars, the oceans, the mountains, the birds, the bees, the trees, the grass, the sky, you name it. Creation itself tells us there is a God. You cannot have such a beautiful, awesome creation. Look at us. Look at our brains. Look at our intestines. I remember when I was in school, they used to say if they could unwind your brain and unwind your intestines, it would stretch for thousands and thousands of miles. How is that even possible? And that's fit inside your body. How is that possible? Man, God puts us together like that. And you want to say that's from an explosion? There's no such thing.
Come on.
We serve such an awesome
God.
So, man, his power and glory is, man, beyond belief. That's the type of God I serve. That's the type of God we serve. Now, watch what it says. It says, by these things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so
come
they
on.
Are without excuse, meaning
come
that
on.
You're not going to be able to stand before God and say all this little cute stuff and say, well, if God is real, why didn't he show himself? If God is real, why didn't he do this and do that? God said, I showed you every day that I existed. When you looked in the mirror, I showed you
come
I existed. When you were breathing in air and breathing out air, I showed you I existed. When you saw people walking and babies that came out of the womb and babies that crawled and then eventually started walking and grew into an adult, God said, I showed you that I existed. God said, that's all I need to show you that I exist. I gave you the wind. I tell people the wind is the perfect example that God exists. Where does the wind come from? Nobody knows where the wind. We can't see the wind. We don't know where it come from or where it's going, but we know it's there because we feel it. That's the same thing with God and the Holy Spirit. We know he exists because we feel him. And all I'm saying to you is we serve such an awesome God. So when that brother shared with me that he became saved, something shook his spirit and said, hey, something is about to happen. Something's good. You think people don't feel that? You think the folks in the world that reject God and say they don't believe God, you don't think God sent that same message to them? You better believe he do. They have chosen in their heart to reject the fact that God exists.
Amen.
Watch this. Watch this. I'm going to read verse 21 of Romans.
Go ahead, brother.
It said, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God. Did you see that? So everybody know that there's a God. I don't care if it was Darwin when he said there's no such that man came from apes and monkeys. But they said on his deathbed, he said he made a mistake. They said that. They said that when Darwin was on his deathbed, he said to them, I made a mistake. You know what he was basically saying? I lied.
Yeah.
I know that there is God. That's basically what he was saying. I lied. That's the mistake that he made. He told a huge lie to the world. But see, they don't teach that in education. They're not going to teach you that in college is what he said on his deathbed. They ain't going to say that. They're going to tell you what he believed when he was fine, when he was up walking around and healthy and everything. See, everybody get cute when everything is okay. But let God
come on.
Let you get sick and about to die. Let something bad happen in your life. Then all of a sudden there's that thought and that guess that God could be real. But you were so for certain before that
come
God
on,
didn't
come on.
Watch what the scripture said. It said that they glorify him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Lord, have mercy. This is what happens when you continue to reject God. Your heart becomes so dead. Now, this ain't nothing God done. I want to make that clear. God ain't done this. This is something that man has done. Because when you push God away, you're just pushing God further and further away. So the further and further you go into darkness, then that means that you begin to worship the devil. You begin to serve Satan. You begin to get into witchcraft and black magic and white magic and all this other evil stuff. You begin to see all this blasphemy stuff. All this nonsense come into play. I'm going to read this other scripture here. Amen. And I'm going to
go ahead and turn it
over to the brother.
No,
but
you go ahead.
I want to
see what you got to do.
This, amen. This is Romans, the first chapter, verse 28. This is in conclusion to what we've been talking about. Watch what it says. Verse 28 of Romans 1 says, even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge. In other words, they have just totally rejected God. They don't want nothing to do with God. They don't want to hear about the existence of God. They don't believe that he created the moon, the sun, the star. They don't believe he created man. They talking about man came from apes and monkeys. You may have come from an ape and a monkey, but I ain't came from an ape and a monkey. I came from the hands of God that created Adam and Eve. That's
Woo!
Where I came. Amen. Now, you can accept that nonsense if you want to. I ain't going to accept no nonsense. Amen. We're not going to do that. Amen. We're going to accept it.
Amen.
And that's what we're going to do. Amen. We're going to believe God for the truth. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Now watch this. Watch what it says.
Go ahead.
Amen. It says, God gave them over to a reprobate mind. You see that?
Go ahead.
So God just gave up on them. He said, you know what? If you don't want nothing to do with me, okay, well, I don't want nothing to do with you. Amen. Ain't
well,
that
yeah, that's what it is.
That's the way it is. You chose not to have nothing to do with God. So God said, okay, ain't nothing I can do if you don't want me. You don't want my love. Amen. That's just like you try to love somebody and hug them and show love to them, show them you care, and they reject it. I don't like that, all that hugging. I'm happy to do that. I don't care about all that hugging. I don't like all that. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
They got sin and darkness in their heart. That's what that means. They got sin and darkness in their heart. And because they like that, they become so evil and wicked and so distant from people. They become darker. They did that.
Come
God
on.
Didn't do that. It says,
come on.
To do those things which are not convenient.
Come
being
on.
Filled with all, you see that? Not some. All unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, and whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things. Lord, have mercy. Now you know where a lot of evil things come from. Disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection. Lord, have mercy.
Come on.
Implacable and unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy. You see that? Of death. It ain't just talking about the natural death. It's talking about the spiritual death. Not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. I'm going to say this. This is why I say when John wrote Revelation, Christ said it over in Revelation 1 and 9. This is why I said what I said. That's why it says after when it says the things which shall be hereafter. What he's talking about is once the great white throne judgment is done, all these evil, wicked people are going to be cast into the lake of fire. There'll be no more. That's what the scripture means when it said that they are worthy of death because they're unredeemable. God can't do nothing for you if you're walking further and further into the darkness. You just, it ain't, you, you it, there's no bringing you back from that. There are some folks that are so dark and evil, and I told you earlier how people have been kidnapping kids and sex trafficking, organ harvesting, kidnapping people. There's people who've been doing this for years. They ain't caught these people yet. Been killing since the early 1900s, the 1800s, the 1960s. They ain't never caught these people. Oh, but when the great white throne judgment comes,
come on, preacher.
It's going to come back up. You ain't going to escape God's judgment. You may have gotten caught. You know, people may have gotten away in this life of certain things, but you're not going to escape God's judgment. Amen?
No, you're not.
God bless
you. No, you're not.
Amen. Go ahead, brother.
Amen.
Take it away. I'll be listening. Take it
all
away.
All right. Listen. The word is true. He didn't make that up. He said right from the word of God. God loved you. He loved you so much that he gave his only begotten son that what? Whosoever believeth in him shall never perish. Christ Jesus is God Almighty in the flesh. God became man through the birth through Mary's womb, laid in a manger, wrapped in swaddling clothes, stayed on this earth for 33.5 years. If he didn't come for one thing, he didn't come just to heal. He didn't just come to walk on water. He just didn't come to catch a whole lot of fish. He came for one specific reason, one unique reason. Jesus Christ came to this earth because God, what you say? God sent himself. Uh-oh. What you say, preacher? I say God sent himself. He sent himself in Jesus Christ. God became flesh like a human being. He had a blood system. He had a heart system. He had veins and capillaries. He had lungs. He had everything that a man has, and he wasn't born by the will of man or flesh and blood. He was born by the will of God. God is the Father. He's the Father of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And when he came down here, he came down here in the flesh. How do you know that, preacher? Because the Bible tells me so. How do you know it, preacher? I say, the Bible tells me so. You say, well, find it. I look in the book of Isaiah. I look in the book of Isaiah 9 and 6. Ninth chapter, amen. The ninth chapter, the sixth verse. Listen, here's Jesus Christ. Here's what Jesus Christ is, who he is, what he is, where he came from. The sixth verse says, for unto us a child is born. And to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. This is God Almighty, which is Jesus Christ in the flesh. He was born. Christ was born, but the Son was given. Why? Because the Son is eternal. The Son didn't have no beginning. He didn't have no end. And he became flesh that he could dwell among us and feel every pain of sin, that he was nailed to the cross. Oh, my God. Jesus Christ, nailed to the cross. God himself in the flesh. Felt death just like man. But he only could be killed with physical death. He died physically. But let me tell you something. You can't kill God. You can't burn God. You can't get rid of God. He's God all by himself. The Bible says God is a spirit. And those that worship him, those that honor him, those that love him, must worship him in spirit and in truth. And the world today needs to be saved. But the world today is saying, I don't want to be saved. I want to do what I want to do. And if I go to heaven, so what? If I go to hell, so what? Mm. That's not the way
Amen.
It is. Because let me tell you, if you leave this world, Lord, have mercy. If you leave this world without Christ, you're going to hell. And church folks is not getting the message. Preachers are not getting the message. You can preach, you can pray, you can dance, you can speak in tongues, you can wear fine clothes, you can have money, you can have education, you can be the greatest football player, the greatest basketball player, you can be a postman, you can be a milkman, you can be whatever you want to be. But before you ever even look at the kingdom of God or see the kingdom of God or walk on the streets of gold, you must be born again. You have to have a change in your life. You got to change from darkness and walk in the light. Jesus Christ is the light. He's the light of the world. Men love darkness rather than light because what? Their deeds are evil. That's why people do a lot of dirty work at night. But let me tell you, people now doing dirty work in the daytime. They don't care. The world gone mad. The world gone crazy. The saint asylum won't even take nobody anymore. You know why? They're too crazy. They say, I know you can go crazy, but they double crazy. They crazy because they have forsaken. They are forsaken the blessed hope of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Because when you reject Jesus Christ, all your life, you had an opportunity to be saved. You had an opportunity to repent. You had an opportunity to be baptized. You had an opportunity to be a witness for Christ. You had an opportunity to lay down every sin, every draws, every lie, every fornicator. Or you can lay down everything and say, I want to be a disciple for Christ, but you rejected it. And when you rejected it, you rejected the only way that you can escape hell. Let me tell you something. I'm not a better. I don't gamble. I ain't never been to Las Vegas. But I'll tell you one thing. I'll put this Bible on the table. I'll put this Bible on the table. And I'll bet you every word in this Bible will be fulfilled. And it's going to be fulfilled because God said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word abides forever. Men have tried to come along and change the word of God. They have tried to delete the word of God. They have tried to burn the word of God. They have tried to drown the word of God. They have tried to say that this was written by man, but man ain't got the sense enough to wipe his nose without smearing stuff all over his nose because the way man is living today, he's living rotten. He's living dirty. He's living filthy. He's living crazy. He's laughing at God. He's doing everything to try to get God upset. But let me tell you, God knew what was going on before he even made man. So you can't upset God. And the devil is trying to make God destroy the human race. But God said, no, I'm not going to destroy the whole human race. But I tell you what I am going to do. I'm going to save some. I'm going to save some. And the Bible already told us majority of people on this planet today will end up in hell. Oh, come on, y'all. It's going to end up in hell. Because, number one, not because you didn't go to church, not because you didn't do a certain thing, but because you rejected the only sacrifice that Jesus Christ
Amen.
Made. He gave his blood. He shed his blood. His blood was shed all the way down to the, there was no blood in his body. And to tell me the blood went on down at the earthquake when Jesus Christ died, there was a great earthquake. And to tell me the blood went on down into the mid part where they tell me the Ark of the Covenant was and the blood of Jesus Christ spilled on the Ark of Covenant and they got biblical proof that the Ark of the Covenant was underneath the cross when Jesus Christ died because no longer we need the Ark of the Covenant because Jesus Christ died. Did he die? Did he die? There was nobody else to die. They checked all the billions of angels. They checked them all. God checked them all. And I believe, I know he already had a plan, but I believe if God asked all the billions of angels that is in heaven, would somebody go down and die for me? And there was not one angel backed up. He even went down into the patriarch area. The patriarchs is Moses, Jeremiah, Isaiah. All the prophets, he asked them, is anybody good enough? Is anybody sinless enough? Is anybody powerful enough to go on the cross with me? Nobody could answer. They couldn't find nobody. John the Revelator weeped and cried and said, well, I can't find nobody to open the seal and break the seven seals. And he cried and he moaned and he groaned. Oh, what are we going to do now? And one of the elders said, don't weep no more, John. I found somebody. I found a lion. Out of the tribe of Judah and the root of David prevailed to open the book and break the seven seals. And the reason why he could break the seven seals, because Jesus Christ, listen to what I'm saying, Jesus Christ, God himself, oh, yes, indeed, over 365 names he could name that describe Jesus Christ. He is the creator. He is the exodus. He is the He is the escape route. He is Deuteronomy. He is Leviticus, the high priest. He is Joshua, means Jesus. He is all the prophets in the Bible, Jeremiah, Isaiah, Hosea. He has a name that's above every name. And at the name of Jesus, every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God. Brother Bazaar is going to confess that he is Lord. Brother Tim is going to confess that he is Lord. The drunkard is going to confess that he is Lord. The liar is going to confess that he is Lord. The whoremonger is going to confess that he is Lord. The devil is going to confess that he is Lord. So let me tell you, if you don't confess him now, it's a sad story when you confess him and going to hell. Because if you don't confess him now, you're going to hell. Because the Bible says, confess with your mouth and believe with your heart that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. And he raised from the dead. He said, now I got all power. I got all power in heaven and earth in my hand. And he said, if I go away, I'm coming back again. And I want to let you know. I want to let you know tonight, Jesus Christ is coming back soon. And I hear my brother talk about Euphrates River. And when he said Euphrates River, I said, I'm going to go get that scripture where it talks about the Euphrates River. Amen. And let you, and read it to you, exactly what the Bible said that would happen in the last days. Amen, amen. Listen to this. Amen. In the ninth chapter. In the ninth chapter, 13th verse, ninth chapter, 13th verse, it says, and the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar, which is before God, saying to the sixth angel, which had the trumpet, loose the four angels, which are bound up in the great Euphrates. And the four angels loose, which was prepared for an hour and a day and a month and a year for to slay a third part of man. The Euphrates, 1,750 miles from the Mount Ararat all the way down to the Persian Gulf, is drying up. They can't even float a boat on it now. They tell me so far down that the riverbed is dry. There's no water. Is preparing for the kings of the east. Uh-oh. Who's king of the east? Who's the east of the Euphrates? Red China. China is going to cross that river on dry land. And when they cross that land, when they cross that, they tell me four angels are going to be set loose, and it's going to kill one-third of humanity. Let me tell you, we're in that position right now. We're in that position right now where the Euphrates, woo, I wish I could take you over there and fly you over the Euphrates River and let you look at it. I don't know what it would take for you to believe that Jesus Christ is getting ready to come back to this earth, because the earth is in a mess. You're talking about a mess on top of mess. 63 million babies are aborted each year. You hear what I said? 63 million babies are cut up and mutilated and used for scientific experience. 62 million babies a year. We got in the government, we got child pornography is rampaging through the White House and going on to the outhouse and going on down to the street, going on down to worshiping Baal and Baal and all these entities that came from ancient of time that are fallen angels. The devil is getting ready to invade the earth. Listen to what I'm saying. The devil getting ready to invade this earth. He's coming down here and going to run it for 7 years. And you talking about hell now. You talking about storms and tornadoes and earthquakes and floods and mud and trees falling down and people losing their homes, people losing their lives. On the East Coast, you got all kinds of sex pornography on the streets. You got whores on the street. You got prostitutes on the street. You got homosexuals rampaging. You got men kissing men. Men, oh, my God, you know what they're doing? I'm going to tell you just like it is. They're cornholing each other. Cornholing each other. They're slobbing on each other. And folks are saying this is right. God said it makes me sick. and I'm going to do something about it. But he's warning the world now. He's warning the churches. He's warning the preachers. He's warning the deacons. He's warning the sister. He's warning the teenager. Good God Almighty. And the world is saying, we ain't got time for that now. We are in the entertainment business. We going to a football game. We going to a basketball game. We're going down to the whorehouse. We're going down to the lesbian house. We're going down to the homosexual. And we're going to have a party tonight. And that's why you got mass murder all over the United States and across the world. You got wars and wars and rumors of war. You got atomic power. You got nuclear power. You got ballistic power. You got all these tanks and planes that men are gathering around, and they are telling everybody, look out and talk. Go talk to Ezekiel, the 38th and 39th chapter. And Ezekiel said there's a Gog and Magog coming. And Gog and Magog come is in the term of Russia. And Russia is getting ready to take Ukraine and make its way from the north and come down to Turkey, come on down to Libya, come on down to Ethiopia, come on down to the African countries and plot up a plot. And they're going to come down from the north and try to attack Israel. The reason why Russia wants Israel, because Russia is running out of oil, is running out of gas, is running out of food, is running out of cattle, is running out of everything. And now Putin says, if I don't do something real soon, I got to go down there and take the food and take the oil and take the gas and take everything that I can to sustain my country, and to tell me whenever you touch the Jewish people, the Lord God Almighty, the one that come out of Zion, the one that's got everything in his hand. He said, when you touch Israel, you touch the apple of mine eye. These are my chosen people. These are the people I used from the beginning of time all the way down across 4,000 years, and I'm still using them, and I'm going to bring them back into the land flowing with milk and honey, and I'm going to take me at least 70 years, and the 70 years is up in 2023, it'll be 71 years that the Jews have been in the land of Israel. And he said, when they come back, I'm letting you know, this is the 37th chapter of the book of Ezekiel. I saw Ezekiel talk about, he said, look, I seen some dry bones. I seen some dry bones in the desert. I seen all kind of bones. I seen the head bone. I seen the neck bone. I seen the vertebrae bone. I seen the foot bone, the head bone. I seen all kind of bones in the valley, and they were scattered all over the face of the earth, and the Jews were scattered all over the face of the four corners of the earth for over 2,000 years. They didn't have a homeland until 1948, and they tell me the Jews came back in the land because Ezekiel said, Lord, can these bones live? And Ezekiel said, Lord, you know it. And the Lord said, Ezekiel, come on over here. He said, prophesy until you just dry bones. And Ezekiel said, Whoa, you dry bone, hear ye the word of the Lord. And then they tell me the dry bones begin to shake, they begin to rattle, and they begin to roll. And they rolled on up until 1948 and became a nation. When they became a nation, that was from 1948 until 2023. Now the Jews are coming back from the four corners of the earth. Woo! Good God Almighty. They're coming back. Why are they coming back? Because they're getting ready for the Messiah, not the true Messiah. They get ready to introduce the false Messiah. The Jews are saying, we got to build a temple. They're working on it right now. The Jews say, we got to get five red heifers. The Jews got the five red heifers. The Jews say, we're getting our peace. We're getting our priests ready. We're getting our utensils ready. We're getting all this here stuff together, and we're going to find a spot where the temple's going to be built. And now they're making preparation to build the temple this year. Oh, no, ain't listen to me. Listen to what I got to say through the word of God. The Jews are getting ready to build a temple. For what? The Antichrist. The Antichrist. He's here on the face of the earth right now, full grown. And he's coming from Spain. I got to tell you anyhow. I got to see color from Spain. He's 6'6". He's one of the most handsome men on the planet right now. He's the most smartest man. He knows 10 different kinds of language. He's a 4-star general. He tell me he's been the king of Spain since 1968. He was born in 1968. He became the king of Spain in 2014 when his father gave him the rule to rule Spain. And now he's been in Spain in for 2014 into 2023. And now he's waiting for one thing. This is what I got to say. This is what the Bible says going to happen. It tells me he cannot come on the scene. He cannot come on the world scene. He cannot come because, let me tell you, the church is still here. The church is still here. I ain't talking about the Baptist church. I'm not talking about the Presbyterian church. I'm not talking about the Catholic church. I'm not talking about the Mormon church. I'm not talking about nobody's church, but the church that Jesus Christ, suffered and died and bled on Calvary's cross, went down in the grave, came back up out the grave for salvation for all men, boys and girls. He died for the black man, the white man, the yellow man, the ugly man, the pretty man. God ain't got no respect to person. Folks going around here because they talk about their Christian and they talking about, well, looks like I'm the only one going to heaven. That's a wandering lie. That's a wandering lie. Because you ain't, a person ain't going unless he be born again. Well, I've been in the church for 50 years. I've been in the church for 60 years. I've been in the church for 80 years. I've been in the church for 30 years. I don't care how long you've been going to church. Church ain't going to save you. Jesus Christ is going to save you from sin, death, hell, and the grave. And folks are trying to get to heaven. Who going to church? Trying to get to heaven to look pretty. Trying to get to heaven because you put your tithe in an offering. Trying to get to heaven on the choir stand. Trying to get to heaven on the pulpit stand. You're a lying wonder. I don't care how long, how well you preach, you must be born again. Jesus Christ is coming. The Euphrates is drying up. There's diseases spreading across the world. The world is going mad. People are killing and raping. People are doing all kind of diabolical things. And the world is saying, this is all right. It's going to get better. That's a lying wonder. The devil now is seeking like a lion, roaring to and fro, because he knows one thing that you might not know. He ain't got nothing but a short time. And that short time is 7 years. 7 years. And now, 2023, we're getting ready to enter in. Listen to what I'm saying. We're getting ready to enter into the tribulation period. Because the Antichrist here, Gog and Magog is here. The food shortage is going short. Next year, they tell me all the food plans and all the people who find food to give to poor people is going to decrease. It's not going to increase. Men are going to be fighting over food. They're going to be shooting in the street. When the rapture of the church comes, there's going to be millions of people missing from the planet, and that's going to cause a vacuum, and that's when the Antichrist will come on the scene. What's his name? His name is King Felipe. He is the king of Spain, and he is one that the world will wonder after. He's the one that the Jews are going to make a seven-year covenant with him. And he's going to give them permission to rebuild the temple. And now the Jews got the material. They serious. They serious. They want to bring back Judaism. But Judaism is done. No more Judaism. Judaism was done away with when Jesus Christ came from the grave. The veiled temple rent it. And no longer do we use turtle doves and goats and sheep and cattle and bullocks. No more blood of animals. That's done away with. It will take the blood of Jesus Christ to sanctify your soul. In other words, the blood of Jesus is the only way that a man's soul can be set apart from sin. It's the only thing through faith by the blood for a man to be saved. By the blood of Jesus. No other way. No other way, Jose. You ain't going to go to heaven because you this and that. The only way you can go to heaven, Nicodemus. Talk to Nicodemus. Nicodemus was a chief Pharisee, ruler of the Jews. And he said, how can a man be born again when he's old? And Jesus said, what's born of spirit is spirit. What's born of flesh is flesh. He must be born again. Nicodemus said, well, look, I'm old. I'm great. Can I go back into my mother's womb and then come out again? No, Jesus, What's born of the flesh is flesh, and what's born of the spirit is spirit. Jesus said, you must be born again. Nicodemus, you will have to be changed. And if Nicodemus, the highest order in the Jewish Sanhedrin court had to be born again by the blood of Jesus Christ, so do the whole round world. Oh, come on. Come on. Come on, evangelists. Come on, motivation speeches. Come on, all y'all out there speaking riches and gold and silver and airplanes and cars and houses. Oh, you preaching about prosperity and prosperity. You can get all the riches in the world. They're still not going to save your soul. It would take the precious blood of Jesus Christ, because you wasn't bought with silver and gold. You were bought back by the blood of Jesus Christ. You need Christ tonight. You need Jesus Christ tonight. This is Elder Bizarre letting you know. The Bible said if you confess with your mouth and believe with your heart that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead, the Bible said thou shalt be saved. For with the mouth, confessions, salvation is brought forth. You got to repent and be broken down with godly sorrow. You got to be sorry towards God, Almighty, a loving God, a merciful God. He cannot take sin. He cannot tolerate sin. He got to get rid of it. And the only way he can get rid of it is through his blood. And if you don't let him get rid of your sin, then you got to pay for your own sin. And you got to be cast into the lake of fire that burned with brimstone. This is Brother Bizarre telling you, whatever you do, whatever you say, wherever you go, please don't go to hell. Please don't let church membership take you into hell. Please don't let good works take you to hell. Because you can be the goodest, the most perfect person on the earth, because nobody's perfect. We know that. And nobody's sinless. The only sinless man that ever lived, never sinned, couldn't sin, and took our sins was Jesus Christ. So no man cannot enter the kingdom of God until his soul is sanctified by the blood of Jesus Christ. He's coming back, church. He's coming back with power and in great glory. There's going to be a 2023 devastating events going to happen this year. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Feast of Trumpets, famines and diseases are going to start cropping up. And Jesus Christ, in a moment of a twinkling of an eye, he's going to rapture the church out of here so quick, so fast that the world won't even know what happened. And there's going to be millions of people missing. Don't miss it. Because if you miss it, you would have to go through the seven-year tribulation. You would have to face the Antichrist. And if you're left here and don't die between now and the time that the rapture of the church comes, you are going to see the Antichrist on your television set. You're going to see it on YouTube. You're going to see it on Instagram. You're going to see it on TikTok. You're going to see it on every broadcasting element that man has invented. And the world is going to witness the great false Antichrist that will claim that he is God Almighty. And you're going to face the mark of the beast. And you're going to face the guillotine. And you're going to face imprisonment. Either you receive the mark and your soul be damned, or you refuse the mark, and your soul will be beheaded, because the guillotine is coming to America. It's going to be around the world. It's going to be hell. It's going to be bloody, because the devil, the false church, is going to what? It's going to persecute the Christians and slaughter them. He's going to kill them. And by him killing them, God is going to bring them right on into his kingdom. This is Elder Bizarre. This is Watchman on the Wall. I'm hot. I'm on fire. I'm letting you know, get ready, get ready, get ready. The King, the only King, the righteous King, the loving King, the merciful King, the King of Kings, and the Lord of Lords is on his way back to earth. Thank you, Jesus. May God bless you. Come back next Wednesday, 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock. Talk about the return of Christ. Let's talk about that great salvation that was once delivered to the saints. May God bless you at this time. Peace in Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Remember, repent, we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. God bless you.